SpaceX's trillion-dollar debut and its complications. SpaceX's record-breaking IPO has generated both historic windfalls and layers of investor confusion, headlined by a structure in which the company pays banks nothing on its $11.25 billion greenshoe option, an arrangement described as almost unheard of in major public offerings and a reflection of the company's extraordinary negotiating leverage. Not all participants are celebrating cleanly. Many investors who accessed SpaceX shares through layered special purpose vehicles face months of uncertainty about their actual holdings, with some potentially discovering they own different share classes or face unexpected fees depending on how their vehicles are structured. The opacity reflects how difficult private market access to SpaceX had been for years, and how those workarounds have created complications now that the company trades publicly on the NASDAQ. Among the clearest winners is 137 Ventures, which quietly accumulated more than 1% of SpaceX across 15 years, a position now reportedly worth nearly $20 billion following the historic debut. The firm began buying when reusable rockets had not yet been proven commercially viable, making the investment a bet on technology that did not yet exist at scale. SpaceX still must meet profitability requirements for S&P 500 inclusion despite the IPO's success, a threshold that could require shifting strategic priorities away from the growth and technological ambition, including Mars missions, that have defined the company. Employees have formed group wealth coordination arrangements following the offering, allowing staff to align their equity decisions and potentially avoid the mass insider selling that can destabilize a newly public company's share price and workforce. The IPO's reception reflects investor confidence in the commercial space model broadly, with SpaceX going public not merely as a rocket company, but as a space infrastructure business encompassing satellite internet, government contracts, and planetary exploration ambitions. Critics note, however, that space ventures face regulatory and technical risks. International space law, debris management, planetary protection requirements that are difficult to price into equity valuations, and that decisions over space infrastructure will increasingly rest with private corporate boards rather than democratic government processes.